Hey, Jose, good afternoon. I apologize. I had to pick up the call. My partner, it was on the customer's house.
It's all right, Paolo. Don't worry about that.
Okay. I went over in the catalog, and now I understand what it's saying. I never seen this before, but you guys don't have
a 30-inch
cabinet.
Can you give me 1 second, Paolo?
Yeah, sure.
Just give me 30 seconds. I'll be right back.
Sure, absolutely.
All right, Paolo, I do apologize about that. All right,
that's
so, Paolo, so the ones that we're going through right now are the ones with 24 and 30 inches, right?
Yeah, I mean, and I understand what's going on right now. Why they every time we change something, they keep coming back different because you guys don't have a 30-inch cabinet with single door. So from 27
not unless we modify it, yes.
Okay, and do you have an idea how much will be to modify it? Because that's something that my wife doesn't like.
To modify is $75 per cabinet, Paolo, and it has to come from Ohio, which is it goes from 5 to 7 days to 15 days.
Okay, so a question is: would it be possible to ship everything to me? Without, and then just send the 30-inch cabinet, but without the drawers. And then whenever the drawers get done, just ship the drawers to me. And then everything else is going to be fine because the only thing that is holding us back is this base cabinet. Because my wife doesn't want smaller than 30, and she doesn't like the two drawers. So that will be fine. If it's $75 per cabinet.
It's $75 per cabinet, Paolo.
I know, that's fine. That's fine. Okay. It's only 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 cabinets that are going to need to be done, so that's fine. Let me double check here how many cabinets.
So you want the kitchen, the base cabinets right next to the stove to be 30 inches, right?
Yeah. I mean, all the base cabinets, they're going to be either 30 and one is going to be 33. That's the last one in the end. It's gonna be like 30. It's gonna be.
Right.
I'm gonna start from left to right. So it's gonna be the microwave oven, and then it's gonna be a single door that's gonna be modified. It's gonna be 30. Then a drawer base that is regular. Then the 36-inch for the cooktop. Then another drawer base, and then another two bases. 130. And the other one, 33. So three cabinets are going to need to be modified.
That's exactly what I'm looking at. So starting, once again, just to repeat what you're telling me, Paolo, starting from the oven, it's a universal oven, the 3312, right?
Yes.
And then you go to a B30, and then you go to a door base 30, right?
Exactly.
And then the stove top is at 36. And then to the, keep going, is you're at another 30, and then another base 30, and then the last one is a 33.
Exactly. So, okay. I would like to have all those that have double drawers modified to one drawer. So it will be 130, one, two 30s, 133, and 136. But then I would like for you to ship everything and then just ship the drawers whenever they're ready. I don't care. I just need to have this installed as soon as possible so we can move in the house, have the countertop installed, and then the drawers can
wait. It would all be ready at the same time, Paolo. It would all take the same amount of time.
Oh, shit. So how many days you think?
The 30s, if they're in white shaker, anything with white shaker, we usually store in Florida. The longest it would be about 15 days. And the reason why we're doing 15 days is because also the Easter weekend as well. And so it's taking a little bit longer, you know?
Okay. But don't you think that they could ship, why they can ship separate? I mean, if they could ship that everything.
You want the box shipped, and then the face, because the quote that I'm giving you is an assembled quote, which is it comes in already assembled. All you gotta do is screw it on the wall.
I know, and that's what I want. So if they could ship that, and then just if they could ship without the drawers for those that are gonna be modified, and then I would.
But then you will pay shipping twice, though, Paolo. And why would you do that?
Well, because I'm in a hurry. How much would be the shipping for those four drawers?
It's starting off at $75 for 20 miles. After that, the 20 miles is $25 per 20 miles. So the first 20 miles is $75.
If it would ship to the warehouse in Tampa, and then I just go there and pick it up.
You want to pick it up?
That would be fine to me. Yeah, I can pick it up there. No. I mean, they ship just the boxes, and then the drawers, they ship to the warehouse, or that would be the same thing.
It would all be the same thing, Paolo.
All right, yeah, I got it.
Box where you go home and you build it yourself, then maybe we can do that. But if you want to fully assemble, it's going to be fully assembled. All you have to do is meter el tornillo, you know?
Yeah, I know. Okay. And if I wanted to assemble myself, how long would it take for it to ship? The same thing? Or would it be faster?
Oh, the same. It'll be the same, yes.
So does
it assembling, so 15, it'll probably be about 13 days not assembled. It's 2 days
Might as well have it assembled.
The only thing ahorita is that's happening is if the Easter weekend. That's the only thing that's why it's taking so long. If not, it would have been 10 days. It's just...
Okay, all right.
You know, it's just the Easter weekend is just hitting it hard. Pero si no, it would be 10 days usual.
All right, so that's fine. So, I mean, 15 days, it could be earlier, right? If we look, it could be earlier.
It can, but think about it. It can be 14, 13. It can also be 16.
There's no chance that could get it done sooner than that.
I don't think you're gonna wait that long, to be honest, because the shipments come in. It's just I don't want to tell you that it's gonna take. You're just going to be here Monday, and next Monday it's not here yet.
I know. I understand. But, I mean, I just want to understand. I mean, the worst case would be 16 days, for example. But it's sometimes...
2 weeks, yes.
Yeah, but it could be before, right, if we're lucky by any chance.
Yeah. If you're lucky, it'll be here next weekend. Oh, you know.
Okay, so, yeah. Okay, cool. That sounds good. All right. Yeah, so if you could just please send me the quote for that. And one thing that my wife is asking here now, oh, Jesus Christ, mm-hmm. I just want to change something, is the two cabinet, wall cabinets, to the right and to the left of the hood, the big ones, the 30 by 42, she wants those with glass doors as well now. So just
hold
me there.
Oh, okay, so you're the two.
Not the stackers.
Not the stackers. Okay.
Yeah, the stackers gonna stay stackers.
Right, wall cabinets, glass.
Yeah, just one of each. 130-42 on the left, 130-42 on the right, gonna be glass. So that's it. And then they're gonna match. So it will be stackers glass and then 30-42 glass and then stackers glass and then 30-42 glass. All the rest is gonna be stackers and regular 30x42s.
Okay, so
Did you understand? I can send you here right now a screenshot of what I'm talking about, because that way we make sure that
that'd be amazing. But from what I understand, you're right. The left wall cabinet and the right wall cabinet, you want glass faces, right?
Yeah, just one of each side of the hood.
Just one?
I'll write here. I'll put it here right now and send you the screenshot with the with what I meant. Just a second. I'm sending it right now. Should I send a new email or should I follow up on that conversation? Or does it matter?
It's up to you. It doesn't matter.
Okay, so I'll just... Oh, Senhor. My wife is calling me nonstop now. Jesus Christ. Okay, changes. Yeah, just sent. Did you receive it?
Yeah, I just got it. Right, that's exactly what I thought. Okay.
Yeah, everything else is going to be the same, and then those base cabinets, we're going to make the modification for have a single drawer, and everything else is good.
Okay. So you want the base cabinets at 30, right?
Yeah, just like this last one rendering that you sent to me, the rendering that we're looking at, the only difference, this rendering is besides adding the glass doors that I just sent you, mm-hmm. and we want the single drawers instead of double, that's exactly what we need. That's right there. Mm-hmm. Everything else, the island is just fine, and then the other side is just fine. It's just this wall that is
right,
having the issues.
Okay. So you want the renderings at 30 and to the left and to the right of the stovetop, you're going to have three drawers, right? You
yes.
have on your island, to your right-hand side, you have a trash can bin, a trash can drawer pulls out. Is that right?
Okay. Yeah. I mean,
to where?
I mean, it doesn't matter where it is. Which one is the pull out there on the island?
Is the B-21.
The B-21, okay, yeah, that's fine, that's great. Yeah, that's perfect.
Mm-hmm. Right next to the dishwasher?
Yeah, that's fine. Anyway, if my wife wants to change, we can just change, you know, but it's fine. Change, I mean, here, where it's going to stay, but it doesn't matter. Yeah,
and
but
then,
everything looks good.
You wanted the decoration doors behind the island as well, right?
Yeah, yeah, that looks good. The way it is, looks just fine, too.
Okay. So as of right now, we're just going to change the glass doors on the left and the right of the wall cabinets next to the stovetop.
Yes. We're going to put glass. I don't know what type of glass doors do you have. It's only one type or two types. What exactly it is, to be honest with you? I don't know.
It most likely be the one type of just regular glass. Unless you're doing a wine cabinet, which we do the picket fence style. That makes sense.
Which one it is? You have two different? And one is completely clear and the other one has a...
It has the X's, you know what I'm saying? If you're able to look at our catalog, you can look at our wine cabinets. That's the only thing that we will be able to provide. But this is not a wine cabinet. This is a drawer, a wall base.
Give it just a second so I can open here.
Sure.
Catalog, cabinet hub. Cabinet hub, dark. Oh, cabinet hub, direct. Just a second, my internet's very slow here.
No, take your time, sir.
Okay, so what did you say? Which glass door there is?
The wine cabinet.
Let me get there. Angle, spice.
Yeah, but those are wine cabinets, and I think they're 30 inches wide. I mean, 15 inches wide and 30 inches long. Or you can switch it horizontal or vertical. It all depends, but that's
set of double glass doors, plain glass, bullion glass.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, got it. Is that it? That's it?
That is it. That's so it like, for our wine cabinet.
Mm. Okay. All right, yeah, so I think I will ask her if she wants the plain glass or is this mullion glass, but they should be, they have the sizes. It says here that they have 15, 12, 18, 12, 15, 18, and then 42, so it will be able to fit those on those cabinets, right? On the 30-inch cabinet.
Yeah, absolutely. The lines and measurements are right. Where are you seeing 42?
Okay.
You're looking at the wine cabinet, right?
No, I'm looking here, a set of double glass doors. I didn't see anything about wine cabinets here. Let me see. Maybe
the wall cabinet.
There, but I found another section here of glass doors. I thought that was going to be it. Wine. Stem glass holder, lettuce, red wine, storage cube. That's not it. That's not it.
Mm-hmm.
White utility cabinets, no. Damn, I cannot find it.
So those are glass cabinets, but you don't want that. So you're going with the glass doors. And they have a single glass door, and they have a, where's the other one? Diagonal doors as well. Which they call it the Betty.
Hmm? Say it again.
And they have a plain glass and a molten glass, so it can be in squares or it can be just plain glass.
Yeah, I think you're gonna want it just plain glass. But I mean, I just wanna make sure that we're gonna be able to keep those 30x42 cabinets, and then only thing that's gonna be different is gonna be that they're gonna have glass doors. Is that correct?
Yeah, only the top right and left one, right?
Yeah, only, yeah, on the left of the hood and on the right of the hood. Yeah, that's correct.
Yeah, there's just those top ones, yeah, with plain glass.
Okay, yeah, that's what so I wanted
the,
to make sure.
The width on those are 15 inches. You wanted a 42, 15?
Yeah, it's going to be 42, 15, right? Because they need these two doors on each, so 215 doors by 42, they're going to make for the two 30 by 42, correct?
Correct.
Yeah, so that's what we want to do. Let me just ask her here while I'm with you on the phone. Which glass she wants, because otherwise it's going to take forever for us to get in touch again. Let me send her a picture right now. Yeah, I understand. Because when I meant glass, you thought I wanted glass cabinet. I mean, you mean to put like the cups and all that crap, right?
Yeah, yeah, exactly, yeah.
Yeah, no, I just want the glass doors. Cause she wants to
yeah, like you
want to
just put like some coffee cups in there and stuff like that.
Yeah, because we had that on the other house. I think she's trying to get it. Kind of like,
well, it's out of style, let's say.
Yeah, I would just send her the pictures here so she can confirm with me.
Where are you, Paula, if you don't mind me asking? What part of Florida are you in?
I'm in Tampa Bay. I mean, I live in Land O'Lakes, but I'm in Tampa Bay.
So we're in Gibsonton. That's crazy. We're close.
Yeah, where are you at?
I'm actually in Texas.
Oh, it's Texas. Oh,
yeah.
Nice.
But our warehouse is in Gibsonton. Our corporate office is in Ohio. So in Gibsonton, we have 350,000 square feet.
Yeah, I went there. It's pretty big, yeah. Yeah,
so we
have
over a million square feet of.
What is that business? The name is something about auctions. Well, what else do you guys sell? Or you only mess with the cabinets and they have a separate?
My department's only the cabinets, but there is also other departments, which I'm not much aware of because I work remote.
Okay.
But
got it.
Yeah, they do. They have companies in Mexico and stuff like that. So.
Yeah, they have some fridges, a bunch of stuff there. And she wants the plain glass on the doors. So that's
plain glass?
Yeah, plain glass.
You know, this is white shaker, right?
Yeah, everything is white shaker. Even the island now is white shaker. Everything is white shaker. Because she didn't really like the caramel.
No, the caramel didn't stand out to her. So it's going to be two of the left and the right of the wall cabinets next to the stove top for 42 and 15 with a plain glass.
Yes.
Same crown molding and everything, obviously.
Everything is going to be the same. Just that these the cabinets to the right and to the left of the hood, they're going to be all glass. You know, glass doors, I mean. The stackers and the bottom.
And the bottom bases are going to be three drawers, right? To the left and the right, right?
Yes, three drawers, exactly.
So the left and the right of the stovetop is three drawers. Left and the right of the wall cabinets, glass doors.
Left, say it again?
Okay. So left and the right of the base drawers are three drawer cabinets. Right next to the stovetop.
Yes.
The next, left and the right of the stovetop to the wall cabinets are going to be glass cabinets.
Yes. Yeah. Glass doors. Yeah.
Glass doors. Full glass doors.
Yeah. Glass doors cabinet. Yes. That's it. Yeah. Everything else looks good. And,
And you're going with the 30-inch base cabinets, right, Paulo? Not the 24, right?
Yeah, we want to use the 30 inches, yeah. And then every single one needs to have the custom-made 30-inch drawer because we don't like, we don't want double drawers. That's it.
Yeah. No,
so it will be one, two, three, four cabinets modified, because actually the cooktop one going to be just a face, just a face,
yeah,
so we're going to put it.
So that's a 36.
Yeah.
Inch, so.
Mm. Yeah, 36, yeah. So yeah, that's why what we want to do. Yeah, if you could get this updated, and then I don't know if in this quote you remember that I asked you to add a 24-inch cabinet.
I do remember.
The base cabinet.
Also, you added five.
Yes, 5 3x96 fillers. Yeah, that I still want that. And then, yeah, that's it. That's what I want.
You said 30 by 94?
No. 30 by 94 what?
What's the one that you added?
The cabinet that I added is 24. Base 24. Base 24 with single drawer. And two doors, I guess. Or I don't know if it's one door.
Let me look that up. Let me look it up real quick. Before you get off the phone.
Yeah, because this is going to go to
my whole point, another place. My whole point here is I have a 24. Okay, yeah. We're gonna go ahead and fix that for you. Oh, the quote that I sent you, Paulo, that's a wrong quote. Remember, because we sent it for 21 inches, and I told my partner in the design department, I was like, hey, why are you doing 21 inches when we clearly spoke about 30 inches? And then she sent 24. So I'm like, oh. And then when you sent me, hey, how is your design team messing up so many times? I'm like, okay, well, this is embarrassing. Now let me show you exactly what my.
But I understand now what happened. It's because you guys don't have this 30-inch cabinet. That's why. You don't have the 30 the way we want unless it's custom made. So that's fine. I understand now.
That's fine, but there's no reason for us to be able to have to switch it so many times when, you know. How do you go from a single drawer to double drawer to single drawer to double drawer? Already made the point that we want single drawer. Leave that alone.
Yeah, no,
don't even touch it.
Yeah.
Don't even look at it, you know.
Yeah.
Why would you change that?
And
that's
one other thing.
Coming from Paulo.
Yeah, thank you very much. I appreciate it. And the other thing is, I'm just confirming why I see if you want this 24-inch cabinet that's going to be for the glass, for the wine cooler, if she's going to want with the glass door, if it's one door, two doors, just to make sure. Because it's hard to, you know, to get in touch sometimes.
You can call me anytime, Paulo. As long as it's before 6 o'clock.
Well, how can I call you?
You can call me at this number, the one I'm calling you from.
Oh, I tried once or twice, I don't know, and then it was on hold for too long, and then I thought it was.
It's because I'm on a landline. It's not a cell phone, it's a landline, so sometimes I'm on another call, but
okay.
I can see you calling. It's just, it's not a, I can't send you like a text message or nothing. I
understand.
That ability.
Okay.
But,
yeah, but if I know that I can
call
you, make me easier.
As long as it's before 6 o'clock, you can call me anytime you want, Paulo.
6 o'clock, my time or your time?
Your time, Florida time, Eastern time.
Okay, so before 6. Okay, cool. And then this 24-inch cabinet, that's fine.
It's just an addition, right?
This is an addition. Yeah, this 24-inch. Yeah. She wants with one drawer, single drawer and two doors.
Yeah. No, that's the main thing that I've made with them is that, first of all, we're going to go the 21 inch base cabinets. Oh, forget about that. Don't even think about it. It's a 30 inch, with a, single drawer, two door base cabinets next to the kitchens, which to the left and to the right, the first are going to be three drawers base. To the left and to the right wall are going to be glass, and then the rest are going to be 30s. And then the last one on the base is going to be a 33.
Yeah, and then the top two is going to be a 33 too, to match, of course.
Right. And your island and your refrigerator is okay, right?
Yeah, the rest is fine. The only problem that we were having were on this, it was on this wall.
Right. Yeah. That's where the complication comes in. So
yeah.
We're at 33 at top at 33 at bottom to match.
Yeah, exactly.
At 224. Exactly. Okay.
Yeah, 224. And then, yeah, that's exactly what we want. So, yeah, the only changes here are those glass doors on the left and on the right of the HUD and the custom-made single drawer for those cabinets, 230, 133, 136. Then 36 is just the face, not the actual drawer. And but, yeah, that's it. The rest looks good.
Okay, perfect. 33 and 36. Okay, yeah, we're gonna go ahead and I'm gonna go ahead and tell my team that, and I think we're on the same page here, Paolo. I'm sorry
yes,
that it's taking so long. I know that it's frustrating for you. It is frustrating.
That's
for
fine.
You as well, I promise.
I bet. And then next week, I need to put the order for the other kitchen, but I did not have the time to do the changes, and then all we're going to do there is just remove a few cabinets, wall cabinets that they don't want anymore. So that's pretty much it, and add one on the island. That's it. It's not too complicated. And then I'll do that with you. As soon as I'm able to do, I'll do the changes, and then I'll send it to you, and then you're probably going to be able to call me on Monday, and then we'll go over it, and then we'll put you in.
Yeah. Sure, I'll be able to call you on Monday. I'll call you Monday morning, if that's okay.
Yeah, that's the best, because the sooner the better.
All right, Paolo. Well, I appreciate your time. You enjoy your weekend, okay?
You too. Thank you. Bye.
All right. Bye-bye. You're welcome. Bye-bye.